The ongoing government crisis over the proposed reorganisation of the police has shown no signs of abating, and the future of the cabinet now hangs in the balance. The head of ANO, Finance Minister Andrei Babiš, has warned that if the controversial changes to the force get the go-ahead, the party will leave the government. The Social Democrats, led by Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka, counter that there is no reason for the cabinet to collapse. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Until now, the government of Bohuslav Sobotka has had to weather little internal division and very few scandals, but the deepening crisis over the planned reorganization of the country's police force, including its highly respected unit for combating organized crime, has all the makings of a perfect political storm. ANO leader Andrei Babiš warned that if the reforms are approved, his party will withdraw from the coalition, as the coalition agreement stipulating that major changes needed to be consulted at the government level had not been respected. By contrast, the Prime Minister slammed ANO for, in his view, trying to put pressure on the Interior Minister and Police President, saying the planned changes were fully within their competencies. More and more, it appears to be a situation of a standoff in which it is uncertain who will blink first. And even Deputy Prime Minister Pavel Bilobaradic admitted after a meeting of the three coalition leaders on Wednesday morning that the situation was serious.
The ANO leader warned that if the reorganization plans are approved, that he would not just consider, but would withdraw from the coalition agreement. To that, the Prime Minister replied that the decision would have to be in writing.
The planned changes have been questioned by many, not least the head of the organized crime unit, Robert Šlachta, who resigned in protest, but has since said he might return. Others taking exception to the proposal, at least as outlined so far, are chief state prosecutors, the supreme state prosecutor, and the justice minister. The right-wing opposition, which has no love for Mr. Babiš, meanwhile charged that the leader had deliberately escalated the crisis ahead of elections next year. The leader of the right-of-center Civic Democrats, Petr Fiala, said this.
Hnutí ANO podle mě jedná naprosto neodpovědně a
ANO is acting absolutely irresponsibly, and the end result will cast doubts on the work of the police, which is something we cannot allow.
Commenting on the developments, political analyst Aleš Balcar suggested on Czech TV that the situation had grown increasingly muddy or unclear.
At this moment, I think that anything can happen. Everything we've heard over the last few days suggests high emotions. The ministers could sign or ANO could leave. It's a question, in my opinion, of how much some of them have painted themselves into a corner.